Well, good morning and welcome to our 12th anniversary service here at Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text this morning is taken from the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 in verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. Anniversaries and milestones provide us with opportunities to reflect upon times past, to assess our present state, and to look to the future. This morning we will consider the words of the preacher, Solomon, and work through Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 2 through 8, verse by verse. A time to be born and a time to die. There was a day when God gave you the breath of life and you entered into this world by physical birth. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. We are all born with body, soul, and spirit. And there will come a day when these physical bodies will die. But can any of us conceive of a day when we will no longer exist? Of course not. For God has given us soul and spirit, which will live on. Our spirits yearn within us. And God has provided for all men who choose to enter the kingdom of God. We read this in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, beginning in verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The one who chooses to enter into God's kingdom by believing the gospel and trusting Jesus alone will be born twice, but will die only once. Such a one will not experience the second death. The one who rejects God's gracious offer of salvation unto fellowship will be born only once, but will die twice and face an eternity in the lake of fire. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. 12 years ago, it was a time to plant this church. A handful of us saw this great, beautiful building, which had been built for the glory of God, but was not being used for the purpose. And so we inquired as to its availability and started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the world lacks churches that will unabashedly preach the gospel and teach sound Bible doctrine. The world lacks churches that have the Great Commission as their mission. We don't need a mission statement created by men. Jesus Christ gave us one in Matthew chapter 28, very last three verses that we find in that gospel. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Now, friends, today and each day is a time to pluck what is planted. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored, others have labored, and you have entered in to their labors. A time to kill and a time to heal. Time to break down and a time to build up. Through the years, there are many changes and resets. We've seen that in the church. It seems like we've planted the church once with just a few of us, but then we've replanted the church again and again as the Lord called exactly those folks that he would have here into our midst. So it is in life. People come and go, and some come and they stay. At times, our hearts have been broken, but the Lord will build us up and heal our wounded hearts. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. There is a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Most of us enjoy a time in our lives when we can laugh and dance, when there's not a lot of activity, when we can be, as the expression goes, footloose, fancy free. It's always good to laugh and to dance. Even as we age and get younger, when the time is appropriate. But weeping and mourning are also a part of life. You know, when Solomon considered the brevity of life and how life seems to hold sometimes more sorrow than joy, he said this: better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart. Now, this afternoon, I'm going to be attending the wake of our brother Greg's wife, Janet, who passed Monday morning. And tomorrow, be going to the funeral home. And I'll be doing the service. And when I do a funeral service, I seek to glorify God, honor the memory of the one who has departed. But I also go there and I preach the gospel. I preach the gospel because I hope that the living will take it to heart. If there is anyone here who has not lost a close relation or a friend in the last few years, you are in a small minority. Through these recent years, we have lost brothers and sisters in the Lord. We've lost mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers. Some of us have even lost children and grandchildren. Those who truly believed have been promoted to heaven. I've personally lost a father and a mother within the space of 2 years. Many of you attended my dad's memorial service. My mom, Lorraine's, service was private and solemn, and she raised me well, and she's greatly missed. As we work through the anniversaries and the milestones in our lives, let us always remember those whom we love, who shaped us and made us into the people that we are today. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. Are there any here struggling with angry or bitter thoughts towards anyone else? Maybe you feel like you got a rough break, a rough lot in life. Maybe somebody wasn't so forgiving towards you as you would have liked. Maybe you're looking to make sure someone gets what's coming to them. Get that kind of sinful attitude. Are you questioning where the Lord's at? I'd like to share with you a story from the Gospel of John, which I believe is instructive. It's a woman who was caught in the act of adultery. We don't know what happened to the man, but they caught her. And they kept on asking Jesus what ought to be done, trying to trap them, trying to trap the Lord with their human wisdom, instead of honestly seeking. How matters ought to be handled in a godly way. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down, he wrote on the ground, and then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman was standing in the midst. They were convicted of their own sinfulness and evil thoughts. And on that day, it was a time to cast away stones. So when Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." And then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. You know, this verse has taken on a whole new meaning for us today. This evil disease that was exported to us from China has caused us to restrict human contact. But there's more to this verse. We are to learn that there are times when we need to disassociate with certain people, places, and things. When they become harmful to us spiritually, separation is in order. There might be some contacts you might want to delete from your phone. Today, I submit to you that it is a time to embrace, to come together as Christians around the great truths of our faith. The world stokes division. Male against female. Black against white. Masked against maskless. Vaccinated against unvaccinated. But the Lord stokes unity according to Bible precepts. We don't embrace sin, but we embrace sinners. That's the way our Lord did it. And he gave us a wonderful example to follow. Such is the great compassion of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, time constrains me from further exposition of our passage at hand, but I shall read the remainder of it. A time to gain and a time to lose. Time to keep and a time to throw away. Time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Finally, I must say a word here to any who have had their hearts awakened to their need for a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. He is calling you today to a time of peace with the Father through him. Do not delay any longer. You have lived without Christ long enough. Live no longer without him. And make certain that you do not die without Christ. As the saying goes, it's time. Behold now is the accepted time. Behold now is the day of salvation. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word. We thank you that all of our times are in your hands. Lord, may your people gain your perspective, an eternal perspective on life and on death. May we never forget the milestones of the past, your purposes for today, and the hope that you offer for the future. And if there are any here who have come to this place not having an assurance of heaven, for today or for beyond the grave, Lord, may you hear the prayer of such a one. I know I'm a sinner, I've fallen short. I've tried my own way. It's not working out. And truth be told, it never has. And I'm ready today to trust that your son Jesus paid the penalty for my sins by his blood on the cross and rose again. And Lord, I believe in faith that on the authority of God's word, that having come in sincerity, that I've passed from death into eternal life. Lord, may your blessing reign upon the remainder of the service. In this day, in Jesus' name, amen.